Webster says his victory shows it's possible to change Washington's political culture of big spending and attack ads.
I feel in some ways vindicated because I believed that positive campaigning was going to win out. I think that's the only way to run a campaign. There are not many that believe that. Certainly my opponent did not, and nor did any of those that supported her.
The race was close, and it pitted two well-known, well-liked candidates against each other. Webster spent his life in public service. That includes his election to Congress in 2010 and 28 years in the Florida legislature. Demings, an African American, spent nearly 30 years at the Orlando Police Department before retiring as chief last year. She was the first woman to serve in the post. Demings promised supporters she would carry on her career in public service. She says she's not going anywhere.
As a law enforcement officer for 27 years, my life has been dedicated to protecting and serving people. Believe me, I will continue to do just that.
Webster continued his tradition of running a positive campaign, even though New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg contributed more than $2.3 million to Demings right before the election, triggering a flurry of attack ads. The amount was about double what Webster raised during his entire campaign. Webster's sense of integrity appealed to voters like Jeff Ringer, an Orlando attorney whose girlfriend has known Webster since she was in high school.
I think he's a man with a sense of honor, and I think, frankly, he's a role model for other representatives in the House, both Democrats and Republicans, because I think he does put genuinely the nation ahead of his own interest in getting reelected.
Demings thanks supporters at a downtown Orlando reception for Democrats. Orlando Mayor Buddy Dyer says she's a proven leader, but that both candidates were strong.
It's not every race where you have two exceptionally qualified people to choose from. Their views are markedly different, but I have a lot of respect for Congressman Webster as well.
Already, Webster's thinking ahead about how to resolve congressional issues like the fiscal cliff and farm bill. District 10 includes parts of Orange, Lake, and Polk counties. I'm Amy Green, 90.7 News.